dude, I'm sorry to say, but honestly, decision's been made, and you're cut. I mean, this just ain't gonna work out.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that nobody wants to be friends with you. It's just a matter of situations that have arisen while you're here, and it was my call, and I made it.
That's fine. Well, it's not like anything I could say could change the decision, so whatever.
I like you, Bert, but there's not just one occurrence, but I don't know how many times.
More raffle cakes.
What the That's fuck? Fine, man. Sure. Don't worry about
no,
it.
I don't know how many times you've came to me and like, oh, Exile, or oh, someone, or... Oh.
Well, I just find it bullshit that sometimes I get set when he did say the best will play.
Did you go to Biggie Tim and insinuate that our entire team thought he was a point-whoring medic asshole, basically?
I didn't say entire team, but I did insinuate that I thought he was a point-whoring medic.
He specifically told me that you gave him the impression that you other teammates thought the same thing.
And he specifically told me that I got rid of those problems and I smashed it, and I told him that's not what went down. Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Bert, listen, dude, honestly, you're a good player, and you're dedicated, and you were way too worried about your starting position that caused you to do some shady shit. And you would have been started, dude, if you hadn't been doing all this stuff, because you're good. But you're just too insecure about it, man, and that's why you go talk behind people's back and try to influence people to think the way you do. Otherwise, we wouldn't have this conversation, and you'd be starter every time.
I mean, how can you even go about even trying to explain what you said to Exile? I mean, you literally said you have no business being on this team. He has played very, very efficiently. He has played with a lot of teamwork. And quite frankly, those are a lot of things that you can't accomplish.
I don't think we're trying to bash you here anymore.
No, dude, it's cool. Like, half the stuff is like... No, it's totally cool. Just keep it coming.
I don't know. I don't want any, like, problems, like in terms of, like, other things down the road. Like, I mean, we had some things with the strat stealing thing, and, like, I don't know, like, I don't think I'm gonna do that stuff again, but...
Dude, okay, that whole strat thing was just... Okay, that was back then, and I've already apologized to Team Warchild, and they don't care, and they've been, like, really cool about it, so I'm gonna bring up the whole crucial strat stuff, because that's totally bullshit. I just want to know stuff about now, so keep it going. Keep the train going, man.
I'm just worried, too, about, like, a couple times I've got X-Fire logs that... You pretty much flipped out on, like, yourself. You're like, I'm going to quit and stuff like... And we can't have that happen in the middle of the season.
Eagles blaming, like, Biggie Tim on me.
This was before...
And that's kind of bullshit.
You were even at TGBF. This isn't crucial. I have the log if you want to see it again. It's a really bad log. I know you don't want to have us put it out there.
What's it about?
Whole bunch of shit. Like, it started with, like, I said something about the strat thing about you stealing. You, like, went crazy, and then you're like... You continue to talk down to me, I'm gonna quit,
well,
just shut
well,
the fuck up.
Well, that was the strat, because
you're
making
you're
a big deal
bad.
About the whole strat shit. And this is not about Crucial right now.
It's the same, you're the same person, it's not like you changed.
Didn't you take to heart what I said at the beginning of the season? About, you know, being calm, you know, keeping out of business, like, just... Seriously, dude, I mean, if you would have fucking listened to me at
all
the beginning
asked
of the season,
just to play.
All I just would have stopped.
Just to play. Show up and play. And you
and
had
that's what
spot.
I did. I showed up and I didn't get played. And so I addressed
when
my
When did you show up and didn't get played?
Eagle. Like, when Exile was around. And, like, last week, he was, like, trying to test you out on infantry.
Dude, the first time you sat for Exile was to test him out. You got sat for Spec last week because the shady shit had already started, and I'm pretty sure cutting you had crossed Eagle's mind.
I mean, it just, like, people get sat, dude. It happens. You're not getting sat all the time. You had there was a very specific reason why you were being sat, and you knew it. You wanted to see what Exile was up to. He wanted to see what the guy was doing. And at the same time, I guarantee you, in his mind, he goes, you know, I want to see what Virtue's going to do when he gets set, when one day he just can't play. Guaranteed. And you know what happened? You freaked out. That proved to him that you're not the kind of material that we're going to need here. You need to just be calm about it and live.
It's not
like you got cut or nothing down there.
That week, I was doing, like, I was bumping my skills, like, more than it has been. Like, I was doing better than I've ever been in Crucial. And be sat by someone who on that week wasn't doing as well, I don't think that benefits the team, so why don't I get mad about it? Dude, what you bring into scrims, you bring into matches. Practice is fucking practice, Spectre, and you should know this.
Right, but when do you test people in scrims? You don't go, okay, let's go pub and we'll see how good you do against pubbers. You test them in scrims. Exile needed to be tested, so you have to do it in a scrim. You didn't get benched in a match for him. Have you been benched in a match yet?
We kind of haven't played, like, a real serious match, so I don't know. And I'm cut, so it's alright.
No, I mean with Crucial too. Did you ever get bent?
No, I never got bent.
Look, here's the thing, Virtue, okay? Everybody knows you said what you said and you did what you did because you're afraid of losing your position on the team. Whether you'll admit it or not, that's what it boils down to. You're insecure and you're afraid you're going to lose your position, you're going to lose your chance to play starting all the time. Now, the sad part is that you ended up losing your whole position on the team because of the shit you started because you were worried you were going to lose it. If you didn't start any shit, if you didn't worry about anybody else, and just focused on yourself, coming in here every night and playing, then fact of the matter would be is you would be starting every time. Your dedication is proven, your skill is proven, teamwork is proven, but yourself as an individual and as a friend, you've been trashing everybody that has ever defended you. To be honest, Spectre has been pushed for you to be on the team in the beginning. And then you turn around and you talk shit on him behind his back. Exile did nothing to you whatsoever except play side by side with you. Never started any shit with you. You know, he came in, he tried to play, and then you attacked him. And that's all there is to it, because you were afraid he was going to take your spot. Exile mentioned that he was on the Cal roster, and the first thing you said to him is, LOLLERS, Lawler's at you on roster. You have no business being there, is pretty much the entire conversation between Exile and yourself.
Okay, Exile. Sure.
I don't know. I guess good luck with whatever you do. You know, I'm not gonna go around bashing you, but...
Dude, I like you still, Virtue.
Yeah, dude, for sure. It doesn't matter, like... Dude, do you think I'm gonna, like, go... cut my wrist or something? Nah, man, this is nothing.
No, I'm talking about all the shit people like to start with.
What? What are you talking about?
Virtue's never started shit on the forums or anything like that. I wouldn't expect him to.
Dude, I've never been... What are you bringing to the table now, Spectre?
I said. You're getting all... I don't want you starting shit.
I won't start shit. Wow. Okay. Don't worry, Spectre. That won't happen.
Well, you know, it's one thing, you know, to say somebody was having a bad night and joke around, but it's another thing to turn around and try to get those people cut. You coming to me, and asking when I'm going to replace Exile and Spectre is like Lithos going to Bang and saying, I can fucking lead this team without Eagle.
On logs, I said are we, not when we. Just thought I'd put that out.
Well, I'm sorry this decision had to be made after the season started. I wish you luck. I don't know if you're going to play the rest of the season, but if you can find a team, then good luck. Sky has offered to let you play for Team 2, but I'm sure you'll just take that as an insult. That's your decision, so good luck on the rest of the season.
I'll play
and
for
maybe
Team
we'll play
2
against you
in a month. Is it possible I could get back on the team?
I don't know. I'll talk with some of the guys and I'll think about it.
Alright, that's fine. But, hit me up with your decision, call me or something, because, I mean, there's been a time in Crucial almost like I almost kind of want to left Crucial and I got all my connections up in with one day, so okay, I won't talk to anybody on other teams tonight, but hit me up tomorrow with whatever, because yeah,
I'll let you know by tomorrow so that you can have a chance to find a team as fast as you can.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Okay.
If I can just say something to you, Bert. You're a hell of a player. I love you. Just if you would just play and worry about playing and showing up and hanging out and nothing else, you'll be fine.
Understandable, Cobra. Understandable. But the fact that this is a team, and I understand, like, all you're saying, worry about yourself, but a team, you have to worry about other people, too. And, yeah, I don't know, Spectre, I don't mean to bash on you again. I didn't... Talking to the fucking leader is not going behind someone's back.
It's not just the leader. You talk to me, Doomsday, Lithos, Locke.
You are a fucking leader, Timmy. You're not a leader like as an Eagle, but you have things to say that Eagle will probably listen to.
But the moral of the story is don't be so insecure about yourself, dude. I mean, you can't say you're worried about the team or anything like that or worried about other people. You're not. Because when you say, am I better than Exile or is Exile better than me? That's straight up just... wondering what everyone thinks
about,
of you.
Think about what we can do. You know, it's. I know you're trying to make the team. I know your always goal is to help to make the team the best. I understand that, but don't have that. Look for stress. Don't include that in trying to make cut people or something that you feel you're better than or it's someone else is better than. I mean, we'll take care of that. Eagle will take care of that. Eagle is shown. Look at
yeah,
Spectre.
And I was
is
talking.
Is Spectre commander anymore? No. We'll take care of that stuff. But you know, it's. Just don't worry about your spot.
Alright, that's fine.
Alright, thanks, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow.